Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome back to another edition of the Sugar Hill Church weekday podcast. I'm so excited that you're on the podcast today. Here at Sugar Hill Church, we've been in a teaching series on Sunday mornings called Underdogs. And I would encourage you, if you've missed any of the first 2 weeks, jump on the resource section of the sugarhill.church website and catch up. But it's this idea that the Bible, I'm telling you, is chock full of examples of people that the world would consider unlikely heroes, underdogs, people that you don't expect to make a big difference. But the truth is, they may be unlikely heroes in the eyes of the world, but they are not unlikely heroes in the eyes of God. God can and does use anybody. Well, one of the people that we talked about recently was a young man named Josiah. He's one of these unlikely heroes that you find his story in 2 Kings 22 and also in 2 Chronicles 34. Now, some people ask, well, why is he an unlikely hero? Well, there's a few reasons. One is because he became king when he was just 8 years old. Now, let that sink in for a second. He became king when he was just 8 years old. Can you even imagine that? I know I was not king material at 8 years old. I'm still not, but especially not at eight. When I was eight, I was eating Pop Rock candy. I was drinking Coke at the same time, trying to see what would happen. Would it blow up in my stomach? But another reason why he's an unlikely hero is because his dad and his granddad were both evil kings. So he didn't have good examples. He didn't have good godly leaders to follow. He came from a terrible family. In fact, his dad was so evil that some of his servants assassinated him just 2 years into his reign. And yet, Josiah ends up leading the nation of Israel in a 40-year revival. He had what I called unlikely influence. He restored what had been lost for hundreds of years. He was a true hero. Now, let me tell you a little bit about a story. When Josiah became 16, he commissioned the restoration of the temple of God. He wanted to restore this building that represented the presence of God among the people of God, and so he put the people to work. Well, while they were restoring the temple, they found a copy of the first five books of the Bible, the Pentateuch. They found it and they rushed it back to Josiah and they began to read to him the lost word of God. And that action led to something changing inside of Josiah. What happened? Well, first, he recognized that God is in charge. Josiah realized that God had been in charge, that he is still in charge, and he will always be in charge, that no matter who sits on the throne, whether it was him, his dad, or his granddad, or in our day and age, who occupies the office of power, regardless, God will still have the final word. A second thing that we see from Josiah's life is that he began to change direction of his life. When he heard the word of God being read to him, he realized that something needed to change. He recognized that they had been living in sin, and so Josiah wept over it. He prayed. He tore his clothes. These are all signs of what we call repentance. Repentance is a change in direction. He confesses, which means to agree with God about his sin, but then he repents by turning the opposite way. He realized that the nation he was king over was moving in the wrong direction, and even though much of the problem was started before him, he was willing to humble himself and take responsibility. He knew something that needed to change. A third thing that happens in the life of Josiah is he realizes that God is patient. And this is really good news. This is good news both for Josiah, and this is good news for you and I today, that God is patient. God could have severely judged Josiah and the nation. He could have run them through the ringer, and yet, the moment that Josiah turned from their sins and he turned back to God, God ushered him and the entire nation into a season of spiritual renewal. Think about it. God used a teenage king to make a massive impact on his generation, and his story still inspires us today. And so today, I don't know what you're facing, I don't know what you're walking through, but I think those things are still true, that God is still in charge, that maybe at times we need to change direction, and that God is patient. And honestly, if we will turn to him, if we'll become like Josiah and turn from our sins and turn to him, I believe your best days are still on the other side of today. Josiah had unlikely influence, and the same thing that he did, you and I can do today. Well, that's all the time we have on the podcast today. I want to encourage you, if you haven't done it yet, to swing by our sister podcast, weekdaymeditation.com. And again, if you haven't caught the first 2 weeks of the Underdog series, jump on our website, go to the resource section. You'll find the replays available there. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11. And we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.